Oh boy, it's time to announce our monthly Paw Picks winner. An adorable pet you can see at the Arizona Morning News page at KTAR.com and on our show's social media accounts, where our handle is at AZ Morning News. And this month, our winner is little fluffy pup Nim. Oh my gosh. She's
oh my goodness.
Yeah, Nim's Paw Pick parent, Lori Poison of Phoenix, says Nim stole our hearts and now our bed. Oh, that's so typical of dogs.
Apparently doesn't take up much room, though.
No, just a tiny little thing. And just for having such a cute little dog, Lori's winning a $100 Amazon gift card. Now, when you click on Nim's picture at the Arizona Morning News page at KTAR.com, you'll find info on PAC 911. That is the Phoenix Animal Care Coalition, an organization that supports more than 140 animal welfare organizations throughout Arizona. And as we do every month, let's take a moment to meet one of those rescues that PAC 911 supports. And joining us is Jen Bryan with Alone No More Dog Rescue, which is dedicated to saving lives by pulling homeless dogs from overcrowded kill shelters. So, Jen, last time we talked, you mentioned that Alone No More Dog Rescue is 100% volunteer run. That means you have the labor covered, but I'll bet you got other needs, don't you?
Oh, we always have so many needs, whether it be fosters, adoptions are so slow, volunteers, donations. It just is never ending. And it is all volunteer ran. So it is always just asking for help from our community.
Yeah. Tell me why the supposedly unadoptable dogs that you guys take out of the government-run shelters get stuck with that tag in the first place, and why Alone No More Dog Rescue feels like they can unearn that label.
So a lot of these dogs actually at our shelter right now are adoptable. They are very good dogs that people, just because of the housing market, people having to downsize and move in with family members, not allowed pets in their homes, a max capacity with a lot of renters. There's so many facets to the situation and crisis we're in right now, but a lot of these dogs at our shelter are highly adoptable. They're just scared in that environment, and they just have way too many dogs. They're not getting out, and they are stressed. So our rescue pulls those dogs and assesses them better to find those proper homes. But those dogs on the kill list are our priority because they're good dogs that are being scheduled to be euthanized.
And, you know, one thing I hear a lot from older people, from seniors, is I don't want to adopt an animal at this late stage of my life. But actually, they can be really good pet parents and give a good home.
They can be.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's so many seniors right now in the shelter, and that's not a place for them to spend their last few years. The hard part is a lot of people don't want to go through the heartbreak of losing that pet. But these dogs have no home. So I wish more people would kind of put their emotions aside and save an animal that's just sitting in a hard, cold cell waiting for a family. And a lot of these seniors may only have 1 year, 2 years left, maybe shorter. And just giving an amazing home is so rewarding.
Yeah, no, it is. Listen, I know all about that heartbreak. We put down a 24-year-old dog that we adopted when she was 14, you know, it's heartbreaking no matter how old they are, but yeah, being there, we knew we'd probably only be there for, you know, a couple years of her life, and she lasted for more than 10. I mean, it was just unbelievable. How do people find out more about Alone No More Dog Rescue, Jen?
So we are on Facebook. We also have a website, anmdogrescue.org. All our adoptable pets are on there. So anyone's welcome to go there. They can fill out an application. I'm always happy if we don't have the right fit. There are owner surrenders that I get inquiries from daily. There are dogs I'm looking at constantly at the shelter. I know we can find people the right fit, whether it be cat-friendly, kid-friendly, dog-friendly, whatever people need, there are dogs. So we are always happy to find that perfect match. If we don't have one in our rescue, I will find you one or refer to another rescue. You know, we're happy to be part of PAC 911. That's an amazing, amazing organization. Like you said, with hundreds of rescues, there are so many rescues that we can find you a dog if you are looking.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jen. Once again, Jen Bryan of Alone No More Dog Rescue.